Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, shalom. Give it all honor, all glory, and all praises to the Holy One of Israel. It is a great blessing to be able to give praises to the Most High and the little sanctuary that Yahweh has set for his people. My name is Moray Obadiah Israel of the House of Israel, located in 1907 Vine Street. And this is nothing but the truth. And we give him all honor, all glory, and all praises to the Holy One of Israel, whose name alone is Yahweh. Now, who is Yah? Well, Yahweh is the creator of the heavens, the earth, the sea, and all that in them is. Yahweh is the Savior and the Redeemer of not just Israel, but of the entire world. Yahweh is our lawgiver. Yahweh is our judge, and Yahweh is our king, and he alone will save us. So we give all honor, all glory, and all praises to the Holy One of Israel, whose name alone is Yahweh. And I would like to say shalom to all of our family listeners listening via the internet, whether it be Facebook, Blog Talk, or YouTube. For we know that the only reason why you're tuned in is because of your fear and your love towards the Creator, the Mighty One, Yahweh, our Elohim. And yesterday evening, we discussed an interesting topic, and the secret things belonging unto Yahweh. And what was brought out was anything that's pertaining to life, anything that's pertaining to righteousness, anything that's pertaining to salvation has to be revealed from the Most High. But those things that are revealed, those things that are searched out, those things that are found, they are for Yah's servant and for Yah's servant children forever, so that we may keep law. So any secret that's revealed from the Most High is going to have you keeping the law better. That means your servitude towards the Most High will be better. That means servitude and your attitude towards your people will be better, because Yahweh is revealing the secret things. And the more secrets that Yahweh reveal unto servants, the more we see that we are indebted to our Creator for servitude. That it is Yahweh that brings forth righteousness. It is Yahweh that brings forth truth. And it is Yahweh that brings forth judgment. So these are the things that Yahweh brings forth. And these things are hidden from the world, for the vast majority of the world are not looking for the secrets of Yahweh. They're looking from the secrets of man. They're looking from the secrets from their wife. They're looking from the secrets of their husband. They're looking from the secrets of their neighbor. But they're not trying to look for the secrets of Yahweh, because they're not trying to keep the law. But if you want life, if you want everlasting life, if you want to be counted as the righteous, then that's what you're looking for, the secrets of Yahweh. And who's revealing the secrets of Yah? And this goes along with what I'm going to speak on this evening, and that's the salvation of Yahweh. The vast majority of the world and the vast majority of our people, they're not looking for the salvation of Yahweh. They're looking for the salvation of their own heart and of their own thoughts. They're looking for the salvation of their own mind. They're looking for the salvation of man, but they're not looking for the salvation of Yahweh. For truly, if we are looking for the salvation of Yahweh, our attitudes would be much more different. Our attentiveness will be much more different. And we would hearken to the decree of Yahweh that's delivered by out of the mouth of his servants, if we're looking for the salvation of Yah. Because everyone that's in travail wants to be rescued. Anyone that's in trouble would like to be rescued. That's why they had these alerts and these alert systems. That's why you hear the tornado alarms go off, so that you could be warned, so that you could potentially can hide yourself and be tucked away when tornado passes. But who's looking for the salvation of Yahweh? Who's trying to be tucked in the arm of the Creator? Well, undoubtedly, many people would say they're spiritual. Many people would say that they are religious, and they're looking for some type of salvation, but they're not looking for the salvation of Yahweh, because the salvation of Yahweh looks far different than what you see in the movies. The salvation of Yahweh looks far different than what your preacher and pastor will preach to you in the sermon. The salvation of Yahweh is to make you strong. The salvation of Yahweh is going to make you wise. The salvation of Yahweh is going to make you knowledgeable. And you're going to be filled with the Spirit of Yahweh if you're searching for the salvation of Yah. But it's going to come with some adversity. It's going to come with some troubled times because Yahweh is testing the mettle of his servants. Let's look at what the salvation of Yahweh looks like. If you turn with me to the book of Exodus, the 14th chapter. And in the book of Exodus, the 14th chapter, I'm going to begin reading at the 10th verse. Exodus 14 and 10, it reads, "And when Pharaoh drew nigh, the children of Israel lifted up their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them. And they were sore afraid, and the children of Israel cried out unto Yahweh, and they said unto Moses." Now, when you heard that the children of Israel cried unto Yahweh, this is supposed to be a good thing because they see that their enemies are pursuing them. They see that the travail is on the way and cried out to Yahweh. But did they cry out to Yahweh and say, "Yahweh, show us your salvation as you showed us in the land of Egypt. Show us your tender mercies. Show us your loving kindness. Show us your strength. Yahweh, show us that you are our, show the world you are Elohim." Is that what the nation of Israel cried out? Well, let's see what they cried out to Yahweh and said. "And they said unto Moses, because there was no graves in Egypt, have you taken us away to die in the wilderness? Wherefore hast thou dealt thus with us to carry us forth out of Egypt? Is not this the word that we did tell you in Egypt, saying, let us alone, that we may serve the Egyptians. For it had been better for us to serve the Egyptians than that we should die in this wilderness. And Moses said unto the people, fear you not. Stand still and see the salvation of Yahweh, which he will show to you today. For the Egyptians whom you have seen today, you shall see them again no more forever." So, Moses had the comfort, the spirit of the people, because the people were so frightened at what they seen. The people were so terrified at what they seen that they were under the impression that they did not have to serve Yahweh, that it was better for them to stay in the snares of Egypt than to dedicate to know, believe, and understand that Yahweh is their Elohim. And they had to be comforted. They had to be assured that Yahweh hasn't forsaken you. Just stand back and see the salvation of Yahweh. And in the world, ready to see the salvation of Yahweh as a whole today? No. Because Yahweh is showing his salvation every day. And every single day, more and more of his people are denying the salvation of Yahweh. Because they're afraid. Just like our people were afraid. They had doubts. They have doubts. Just like our people have doubts. That's why Yahweh let it be known that there's nothing new that's under the sun. The same fear and intrepidation that we feel today is the same fear and intrepidation that our people felt then. There's nothing new under the sun. The same emotions that we feel today is the same emotions our forefathers felt yesterday. But you see, Yahweh let it be known that we've done worse than our fathers because we follow after the imagination of our own heart. So not only do we deny to see the salvation of Yah, we will start walking in the imaginations of our own evil hearts. And Yahweh said, fret not. Yahweh said, we have to know, believe, and understand that he's Elohim. Turn with me to the book of Isaiah, the 56th chapter. Isaiah, the 56th chapter. I'm going to start reading at the very first verse. And it reads, thus saith Yahweh, keep ye judgment and do justice. My salvation is near to come, and my righteousness is to be revealed. So if you say you serve Yahweh, and you say that you believe in the salvation of the Creator, then why aren't you doing the judgment of Yahweh? Why aren't you doing justice of Yah? Now, does that mean you're supposed to be stoning idolaters and doing all that? No, because Yahweh knew that we couldn't do this in this season. But the things that we can, the justice that we can execute, we refuse to do any of it. Because we refuse to believe in the salvation of Yah. Even though Yahweh says salvation is near to come, and his righteousness is to be revealed. He said, blessed is the man that does this, and the son of man that lays hold on it, that keepeth the Sabbath from polluting it, and keepeth his hand from doing any evil. So if you want to do justice, if you want to have judgment, then keep the Sabbath day. Something that the vast majority of the people will say, you can't do. So what you said is you can't execute justice. You can't execute judgment. So you're going to put your hand to evil, and you're going to start doing it. You're going to start performing it. You're going to start walking in the imagination of it. You're going to be doing the same thing that Yahweh said will happen to Abel. That Yahweh said will happen to Cain when he slew Abel. He said, if you do good, you'll be accepted. But if you do not good, sin lieth at your door. And it's going to have dominion over you. And that's exactly what condition our people are in today. Because you don't want to do judgment. Because you don't want to do judgment. Now we are fallen under the hands of our oppressors. Now we are fallen under the hands of these false idols, and they're not bringing any salvation to the people. All they bringing is darkness and death. But Yahweh said his salvation is near to come, and his righteousness to be revealed. And where do you find the salvation of Yahweh? Where do you find the righteousness of Yahweh? Well, you can find it in the same place where you can find the righteous. You can find the law, statutes, and judgment of Yahweh. Turn with me to the book of Isaiah, the 34th chapter. And in the book of Isaiah, the 34th chapter, and the 16th verse, he reads, seek ye out of the book of Yahweh and read. For not one of these shall fail, and none shall want her mate. For my mouth it hath commanded it, and his spirit has gathered them. So if you want to see the salvation of Yahweh, if you want to see the righteousness of Yahweh, if you want to see the law of Yahweh, if you want to see the testimonies of Yahweh, then look no further than his book. Because Yahweh said, his mouth has gathered, and his spirit have commanded. And none of these books shall fail, and none shall want they mate. You want to know what captivity you're in? Then seek out of the book of Yahweh. You want to know how to get up out of these curses? Then you have to seek out of the book of Yahweh. You want to know how you can be a blessing? Then seek out of the book of Yahweh. You want to know how you can get out of the gross darkness and into the light? Seek out of the book of Yahweh and read. Because surely it's not going to fail. And it's not going to want they mate. None of these books. And that's why Yahweh said this. Had this written in verse 17. He says, and he has cast the lot for them. And his hand have divided it unto them by line. They shall possess it forever. From generation to generation shall they dwell therein. This is a memorial. This is a book of memorial. This is the book of memorial of righteousness. So if you want to do right, you want to be right, you want to serve Elohim right, then you have to seek out of his book and read. And not just read it and say, oh, that's good, that's good. That was not, no, that's nice. That was a lovely story. No, you have to know, believe, and understand that Yahweh is showing you his salvation. That Yahweh is bringing forth to us his righteousness. And this is not nothing that you have to sit back and conjure up an idea, conjure up a strategy. Like I went over before, the scriptures recorded as saying, there is nothing that's new under the sun. So if you want to know how salvation was brought to, how salvation would be brought to the people today, then all you have to do is look and go to the old path. And how did we come up out of captivity in the old way? How did salvation get brought to us in the old way? Well, we don't have to guess. We don't have to have a hypothesis. All we have to do is seek out of the book of Yahweh and read. And we can see how salvation was brought forth. Turn with me to the book of Daniel, the 9th chapter. And in the book of Daniel, the 9th chapter, I'm going to start reading at the very first verse. And it reads, in the first year of Darius, the son of Ahasuerus, of the seed of the Medes, which was made king over the realm of the Chaldeans, in the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, understood by books the number of the years whereof the word of Yahweh came to Jeremiah the prophet that he would accomplish 70 years in the desolation of Jerusalem. And vacations with fasting and sackcloth and ashes. So Yahweh went by these books. And this is how he was able to find out what captivity that he was in. He said he understood by books. And it didn't say he went to the Apocrypha. It didn't say he went to the book of Jubilee. It didn't say he went to the book of Yasher. It didn't say he went to the book of Enoch. It didn't say he went to the book of the coming forth of day and night. He went to the same book that Yahweh's servants are going to today. Went to the various messengers that Yahweh had recorded in his book. And this is how he was able to understand the captivity. Not only the captivity, but how long we're going to be in captivity and when we were going to see the salvation of Yahweh, the deliverance of Yahweh. And this holds true today. This same testimony holds true today. The vast majority of our people don't believe that salvation is near to come. They think the salvation of Yahweh is afar off. But when you ask them, well, how far off is it? Man, I don't know. Or some will say, well, it's when we all get right. But you can't see that as a testimony nowhere in the book of Yahweh. Nowhere in the book where Yahweh will ever say, and when you all get right, then I'll bring you home that I promise. That's not a testimony. Yahweh commands us to be holy, for he is holy. But Yahweh know only the upright is going to hear this. Only those that seek in righteousness will hear this. Only those that are seeking judgment and justice will hear this. But Yahweh not speaking to a bunch of rebels, because that's exactly what they're going to do when they hear the word of Yah. They're going to rebel. But Yahweh commanded his servants to be strong and very courageous and deliver his words. That's why Yahweh made his servants assured, confident. That's why he said, look, bring the people the word, my word, for none of these books shall fail and none shall want their mate. Just go and tell them what the world, what thus saith Yahweh. And this is what Yahweh is commissioning his people to do this very day. If you turn with me to the book of Isaiah, the 43rd chapter. And in the book of Isaiah, the 43rd chapter, I'm going to begin reading at the 8th verse. Isaiah 43 and 8 reads, bring forth the blind people that have eyes and the deaf that have ears. Let all nations be gathered together and let the people be assembled. Who amongst them can declare this and show us former things? Let them bring forth their witnesses, that they may be justified, or let them hear and say, it is true. That's right, bring all the nations. Yahweh just don't talk to one nation. Yahweh say, look, bring all the nations, and let's see what type of wisdom they can bring forth. Let's see what type of understanding and knowledge that they can bring forth. Now, either they're going to bring it forth, and they can rival the words of the Creator, or they're going to have to bow and humble themselves and say, it is true. But the nations and the people of the nations would never do that if Yahweh's servant don't know, believe, and understand that Yahweh is Elohim. Elohim. That's why Yahweh let this be known. In verse 10, ye are my witnesses, saith Yah.